But I want to tell you a story about Rab Kleine Miss Carmen. Everybody knows that Rab Kleine Miss Carmen had a kingdom of children. And as yeshiva, there were hundreds of young people, children between the age of 5 and 17, mostly. And he was like their father, their mother, their best friend. He did everything for them. In my whole life, I wanted so much to meet one of those people. Maybe somebody survived. And wherever I went, I asked people, I didn't find anyone. I knew just a few were left. Okay, now listen to me, Neshama and Nadala, and I want you to remember this story all your life. One time, I walked down the Yarkon in Tel Aviv, and on a street corner, I see a street cleaner, a real hunchback, but really completely misfigured. And somehow my heart told me that he's a Lamed Vav Tzaddik. Maybe he's one of the 36. I don't know who he is, but I better talk to him. I held out my hand and I said, "Hey, Shalom Lecha." And he answered back, "Aleichem Shul." So I realized he must be from Poland somewhere. I said, "Where are you from?" He says, "I'm from Pesheneshche." He says, "What? You're from Pesheneshche? You know, I'm waiting to see people from Pesheneshche all my life. Have you ever seen Rab Kleine Miss Carmen?" He says, "What? Rab Kleine Miss Carmen?" He says, "I was in his yeshiva from the age of 5 till I was 11. And he says to me, "Believe me, when I was 11 and I came to Auschwitz, I was so strong that the Germans thought I'm already 17. And I was not a hunchback before. It's only because they beat me up so much and it never healed. So when I came out after the war, I'm a broken person." He said, "I have nobody in the whole world." I turned away. I was just crying. I said to him, "I have to ask the biggest favor in the world. Please tell me all about Shabbos and Pesheneshche." And I was hoping I'd be able to give it over to Neshama and Nadala. He said, "Let me tell you something. Till Mashiach is coming. Until Mashiach is coming, there'll never be such a Shabbos. There'll never be such a Shabbos again." Can you imagine hundreds of children and young people singing L'chadai D'Likras Kala B'nei Shabbos Nekabla? Hundreds of young people pouring out their hearts and singing Sholem Aleichem Malachi HaSholem Malachi HaSholem. So many holy angels with their eyes, as do I have to tell you. But I want you to know, I can't tell you what it was, he says, but I just want you to know there'll never be such a Shabbos again. And I said to him, and he says, "You know, the Rabbi ate with us Friday night, and it was so good, the simcha and the joy was..." Again, he says, "Do you think this was paradise?" "It was much higher. It was much, much higher." So I said to him, "My dearest, sweetest friend, do you remember any of the teachings? Any Torahle? Any, tell me some Torah from Kleine Miss Carmen." He says, "You know something? After being in Auschwitz for so many years, you don't remember anything. But," he says, "you want to hear one Torah," he said, "which saved my life." He says, "I want you to know, between the fish and the soup, between the soup and the chicken, between the chicken and the dessert, Rab Kleine Miss Carmen would say Torah. But after every Torah, he would say like this, Kinderlach, children, Gedenkche, remember, die größte Sache in der Welt ist, 10 Jahre Mataiva. greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. And he would say it all the time, every Friday night. Maybe every Friday must have said it 5-6 times. He says, when I came to Auschwitz and I knew that my whole family is killed, I wanted to kill somebody else or commit suicide. I just wanted to be violent. And there were moments when I couldn't bear it anymore. But suddenly I would hear my rabbi's voice telling me, Kinderlach, gedenkt, die größte Sache in der Welt ist, tin yanama teive. And suddenly there was so much life in my heart, and I knew what I have to do. I would get up wherever I was sleeping. And do you know how many favors you can do in Auschwitz at night? Do you know how many people want to tell you stories about their wives and their children and nobody has strength to listen to it anymore? Because you heard it a million times. I would be up all night, going from one to the other, and they would tell me their stories. That'd keep me going for a few weeks. Then it was at the end again, and I just realized I have to commit suicide tonight. But in the last moment, I would hear my rabbi's voice. Then he says to me, you know, I'm here in Tel Aviv. I have nobody in the whole world. I have nobody in the whole world. Do you know how often I walk down to the ocean and I'm already with my feet in the water? But in the last moment, I hear my rabbi's voice. And you know what I'm doing? I'm running back to the streets. He says, do you know how many favors you can do to people on the streets of Tel Aviv, even if you're a street cleaner? Okay, now listen to me, Neshamal and Adala, my most beautiful children. A few months later, I came back, and I was looking for my holy hunchback. He wasn't there. I asked the people, where's the street cleaner? It's the street cleaner. Don't you know he passed away on Sukkot? So you know what I'm waiting for? The Shomer Nadala? I'm waiting for Mashiach to come.